Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 21 with verses 34 through 36. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Remember, the seven deadly sins aren't included in the joy of miracles, for they go against the will of God for goodwill. You can't be prideful, one, full of greed, two, seeking wrath, three, because of your envy, four, and lust, five, of wanting too much too soon, experiencing gluttony, six, ultimately making you a lazy sloth, seven. There is no peace here but confusion, aching to steal your soul for the depths of hell to resound, torment considered by many to be the opposite of grace. Instill in others the seven heavenly virtues that create chastity, temperance, charity, diligence, patience, kindness, and humility, and you too will share the seven corporal and spiritual works of mercy. The seven corporal works of mercy are feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the imprisoned, comforting the sick, and burying the dead. The seven spiritual works of mercy are teaching the ignorant, praying for the living and the dead, correcting sinners, counseling those in doubt, consoling the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, and forgiving wrongs willingly. Amen. Join us as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for those brothers in Kairos today as we continue our weekend, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother for the sister of Jackie. Her name is Laureen. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma, prayers for a friend and his wife for a baby to be born, and in Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 21 with verses 34 through 36. It's a one-stanza poem with 8 lines. Looks like 9 lines, maybe. 8 lines. Its title, Although Numerous, Them Treated Same. Time for vintage gain, servants his sent, produce his to obtain, service his spent, beatings would remain, killing one, stoning another content, servants others fame, although numerous, them treated same. Amen. I am Tom Shukers Wiggins. It's May 20th, 2023. We're recording this morning at 5:11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ. Christophan. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we're closing early today. Got an early morning, early. Got to be out of the prison at 7 a.m. today. So thank you for joining us across the world as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. We close at 6:03 in a novena of time in the name of Jesus. 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 God bless you.